Texas tribal casino shooting results in multiple deaths and injuries. Two people were killed and six others injured in a shooting late Saturday night at the Kickapoo Lucky Eagle Casino in Eagle Pass, Texas. Among the dead was Marcus "Mark" Antley, a retired U.S. Customs and Border Protection agent. Authorities confirmed that a suspect is in custody following an arrest in Wilson County on Sunday morning. The Kickapoo tribe announced the casualties in a statement issued hours after police reported that the suspected gunman had been apprehended. Tribal officials said that the victims included one man and one woman and expressed condolences to the families of the deceased while offering prayers for the six people wounded, some of whom were airlifted to San Antonio for treatment. Eagle Pass Mayor Aaron Valdez identified one of the victims as Antley. He described Antley as a dedicated public servant whose career in law enforcement was matched by his generosity, leadership, and strong connections throughout the Eagle Pass region. Valdez noted that his death leaves a significant void in the community. The suspected gunman was arrested Sunday morning in Wilson County. Authorities identified him as 34-year-old Carrion Rashad Jones of San Antonio. He faces two counts of capital murder and five counts of assault with a deadly weapon. Eagle Pass police said that his capture was made possible through cooperation among multiple law enforcement agencies. Following his arrest, he was transferred to Maverick County for prosecution. Investigators tracked Jones through a vehicle surveillance system after initial reports linked a black Nissan Frontier pickup truck to the casino shooting. According to the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, troopers with the Texas Department of Public Safety tried to pull the vehicle over around 7:30 a.m. at a convenience store in Stockdale. A pursuit followed, during which troopers discharged their weapons and partially disabled the vehicle. A pit maneuver ultimately brought the chase to an end, and Jones was arrested. A firearm suspected of having been used in the attack was recovered at the scene. Search for motives still underway. The exact circumstances leading to the deadly shooting at the casino remain unclear. Early reports from Maverick County officials indicated that the attack began shortly after midnight on Sunday. Authorities have not released further details about the sequence of events inside the casino or a possible motive. A spokesperson at Lucky Eagle Casino confirmed that the property remains closed until further notice but declined to provide additional information. The casino's website and official social media accounts did not display updates about the incident or closure as of Sunday afternoon. Community leaders responded with messages of support and solidarity. Mayor Valdez said the city stood united in prayer for healing and comfort for the victims and their families. Maverick County Judge Ramsey English Cantu acknowledged the collaborative efforts of law enforcement agencies, including tribal police, the Maverick County Sheriff's Department, Texas Rangers, Border Patrol, FBI, and local police. He emphasized that authorities are working continuously to secure the community and ensure justice for those affected by the crime. The investigation into the casino shooting is ongoing as federal, state, and local agencies continue to coordinate. Authorities have not indicated when the casino might reopen or whether additional arrests may be made in connection with the case.